Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
Now, this is a beautiful little story. It was, I think it was last Thursday, yes it was, at a function at the council chambers, and it was after the main speeches, etc. And this delightful lady came over to me, this little lady, and said, "Mr. McKenzie, can I have a few minutes of your time, just 5 minutes?" And she brought with her this lovely book. And I opened it up and it just blew me away. By the way, if you're a mum or a dad or grandma, granddad, whatever, and there's a special event coming up like a birthday in the family for someone quite young, this could be very important for you. Now, it's all about a little book, The Adventures of Rodney and Me. Now, it reads here that Barbara lives in far north Queensland with all of us, with her husband and a variety of pets. Over the years, she's had dogs and birds and lizards, insects, including crickets and beetles. She even has a genus of katydids. I didn't even know what a katydid was until I met Barbara the other day, Barbara Foster-Rentz. And it's one of those little, what do they look like? Grasshoppers, but they're not. And they're sort of camouflaged to look like a leaf. Anyway, she's got this wonderful menagerie virtually in her garden. And what has she done? Fundamentally, she's created these beautiful images of them through artwork. Now, through all of this, it says Rodney, this is Rodney the turtle. Rodney has been her constant companion, living in several aquariums, including way down in Canberra, would have been frigid, but of course up here in far north in Paradise. They've got an exceptional relationship and are both quite content. She's a lovely, lovely lady, Barbara Foster-Rentz, and she's on the line here somewhere. There she is. And to talk about The Adventures of Rodney and Me. Barbara, good morning.
Good morning to you, John. Thank you for that introduction and congratulations on your Order of Australia. We are all very happy and very proud of you.
Thank you, Barbara. To meet you the other day was an eye-opener because these are just such lovely representations of, well, animals and insects. Tell me about the background of this book of yours, The Adventures of Rodney and Me.
Well, what can I say? I wrote the book because a friend of ours, he is an animal behaviorist. He's never met Rodney, but he's met all of our colleagues who have. And they've all told him, beat, beat to Australia really quick. You've got to meet her and you've got to meet that turtle. And he wrote during COVID and said, I don't care how you do it. I don't care what you do, you must write about that turtle.
Yes.
And just to get him to shut up, I wrote. I don't know the first thing about writing, but I can wax lyrical when it comes to Rodney J. Honeycutt.
It's funny because we passed your book around and people just loved it. Talk to me about the artwork.
That is Mr. Kai Hagberg, Finnish artist, old school artist extraordinaire. Mm. He is in Appleton.
Oh, okay.
And I gave him a picture of Rodney because he's a mixed media artist. Mm. He basically makes his earnings making wedding rings, and he's trying to diversify. He's written a couple of books, but I'd say mine is the most extensive. And I gave him a picture of Rodney because all of his artwork is based on our photograph of myself and Rodney together. And it took him 3 weeks just to draw one picture of a turtle.
Oh,
and I screamed at him. And he said, by the time I am done, every emotion that shows up in your photograph will be on the page. Mm. And I have to say, he was so correct, and I am so happy that illustrated the book.
Everyone loved it. As you pass around, Kai Hagberg is his name, is it?
Kai Hagberg.
Hagberg, because it's beautiful.
And he is Azalea House Studio.
Yeah.
He used to live in Caranda, but he is now in Appleton, and he's been there for a number of years.
Yeah. Now, the storylines, talk to us about that, Barbara.
Well, I did not quite know how to approach it, except that Rodney and I see us as having adventures together. When he's in a mood, he'll want to sleep in the bed with us. So you've got to make certain allowances for a long-necked turtle who decides, I would like to sleep with you, yes. And, oh yes, I think I'll sleep across your neck tonight. You have to make certain allowances. So I look at that as adventures. When I feed him, the vet has always told me, you have to make sure he gets exercise. So, okay, fine. We go to the fridge together, and he knows which is his dish, and he does a turtle dance, much like your dog would do a dance when he sees you're getting ready to give him a treat.
That's funny.
He does his dance,
yes.
And he will follow me and that dish all around the house.
Yeah.
I will sit at the steps with the dish, put it close to his face,
yeah.
And doggone it, he always goes for the biggest piece. I'm like, you're a turtle, for God's sake. They tell us that you don't know anything, but yet you go for the piece that can't fit in your mouth. And then we have a tug of war, me trying to get it back off him. So
God,
it's different
funny.
Stories like that. Yeah. When he knows that I am in the area and he wants attention,
yes.
You will hear this crash, and
oh,
that's
God,
him
funny.
Flipping himself over onto his back.
Oh,
so
this is funny.
One of the adventures in the book,
yes.
Is entitled Rodney Goes Belly Up because of it and the way that we interact together.
Yeah. It's got to be unique. I've never heard of anything or seen anything like this before. Rodney the Turtle obviously is the character here. Talk to me about the storyline. Talk to me about the appeal to children.
Well, the moment they see that it's a turtle, they light up like little Christmas trees. We had one young girl, Freya. She's up at the Steiner School. We gave her Rodney's book. Her mom got it for her.
Mm.
She had mom and dad at Bunnings to buy one of those silicone buckets,
yes.
Paint it up so that it looked like Rodney's shell, make her a leotard outfit, paint up her face and her eyes as Rodney's is in the book.
Yeah.
And she took the book and went to school for book week and presented her book and her little self as Rodney J. Honeycutt. She absolutely loves him. And we get this same reaction from all the children who get the book or see the book.
Yes.
Or if I sing his song to them or sit with them and interact the book with them, they go absolutely bananas.
Yes. Do you know, Barbara, I didn't
but
know what
But adults are like that too, though, John.
Yes.
The adults are the same way.
Yes.
We've had friends who've come into the house and Rodney recognizes them.
Mm.
They sit down. He comes over and he starts climbing up their leg, and that means pick me up. And once they've picked him up, you don't move until he's ready to move.
Oh, that's funny. This is Rodney the Turtle she's talking about, by the way. Now, come back to the katydids. I didn't know what a katydid was until I just saw a picture of one, and I have seen them before. Tell me about katydids and the significance.
I can't tell you anything about katydids because that's not my area. You would need to talk to my husband, and I don't know where he is, but this is his area of expertise. It's I call them longhorn grasshoppers. But they have long antennae in the front.
Yes.
And they can be very, very beautiful, very tiny and very large. Some are so tiny, it's like he's standing there and he's getting ready to pick something up and I'm like, what are you doing? He says, can't you see that? No, I can't see anything but a speck in the dirt. And he picks it up and shows me. I'm like, oh, okay.
Now, Barbara, with this book, The Adventures of Rodney and Me, talk to me about who would enjoy it most, the sort of people that would get so much out of this. The artwork is beautiful. Little storylines are beautiful.
If you're an animal lover,
yes,
and if you love children, I'd say everybody gets something out of Rodney's book. I don't call it my book.
Yes.
I prefer to refer to it as Rodney's book because I don't know where that writing came from. But I wrote it because if I were a mom nurturing, or dad, I'm not leaving you guys out, nurturing my new bub, and I'm reading a book, I do not want to read on page one.
Yes.
One Rosella on page two. Two Rosellas on page three. Three Rosellas. They're beautiful birds. But once you get past page three, for an adult, at least for me, it's boring. So I wanted to read something that had lots of colors.
Yes.
To keep the children, the bubbies, keep their eyes and their attention span, but also written in such a way that the adult would say, this is interesting. I didn't know this about turtles.
Yes.
This is nice. And then when the child gets older and starts to formulate sound and words and is pointing, mom or dad can say, that's Rodney. Yes. And then for the children, I added the emojis, and the children have just picked up on that.
Yes.
They see Rodney's emoji, and they know he's doing all the talking. They see Barbara's emoji. She's 14 years old. They know she's doing the talking, and they absolutely love that.
Now, this is The Adventures, well, we'll just call it Adventures of Rodney, for that matter.
Yes.
Barbara, how do people get their hands on it?
Well, you can go to his website at www.rodneyandme.com. But I also have a few stockists, the Cairns Botanical Gardens Visitors Center. They also have Friends of the Botanic Gardens Gift Shop. Mm. The Australian Butterfly Sanctuary, Azalea House Studio, which is Kai Hagberg in Atherton, Tablelands Books in Atherton, Cairns Books at Cairns Central.
Yes.
You can find it anywhere. And if you are going to the Palm Cove Markets on the 1st of October, Sunday, I'll be there.
Excellent. Beautifully illustrated. If this is the sort of thing you've been looking for, please go and have a look. You'll be very pleased that you did. I've been talking with Barbara Foster-Rentz. Barbara, thank you for this. It's a delightful creation.
John, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to share it with people. I'm sure anyone who puts their hands on it will love it.
Exactly. Barbara Foster-Rentz, she's the author of The Adventures of Rodney and Me.